T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Feldman joined alongside by Chuck Todd for our weekly visit with the NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Chuck, this week, the House votes in support of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, largely along party lines. Only two Democrats opposing it every single Republican doing so. Did we learn anything from that vote, Chuck?
You know what? I don't think we have, because I don't think this is the vote that, say, in 50 years when historians are writing about the Trump impeachment, right, and what happened, the vote they're going to look at isn't this one. The vote they're going to look at is the vote on the first article. Let me put it another way. If you're a Republican who has some issues with Trump, or a Democrat who isn't comfortable with impeachment, yesterday's vote wasn't the vote to use in order to make your point, in order to make that statement. So I do think that while I think that the party line nature of the vote is something that I do think Democrats need to take into account when they think about the schedule of impeachment going forward, because I do think this is a very limited window for them to go through with impeachment. I think if this thing bleeds at all into 2020, they're going to get overwhelmed by the messaging of let the voters decide. But I don't think this is the vote that will tell us truly where everybody sits on the issue of impeachment. When we have the first actual article of impeachment, i.e. sort of a charge against Trump, that's the vote that matters to me.
And you think that one could have a different number? People could vote different from that?
Well, I put it this way. That one is that's the one where you're going to have to, that's the vote you're going to defend the rest of your life, the rest of your professional political life. Not this one that happened yesterday, that one. That's why what I mean is that's the one that'll be more significant.
Got it. That is Chuck Todd, the NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. President Trump ran an ad during Game 7 of the World Series, obviously defending, you know, his administration. What did you make of that? Not something we've seen typically in the past.
It's not, but I actually think it certainly made sense if you understand the Trump campaign's theory of the case. They know he's not likable. And they even say it in the ad, you know, it's going to take sometimes it takes a Donald Trump to change Washington. So it reinforces what kind of campaign they plan to run. And that is, you're either with us or against us. It is that kind of campaign. It is going to be polarizing. It is going to be that sort of, and he's acknowledging his great weakness, which is his personal sort of likability, and he's trying to turn it into an asset. So, in some ways, I thought the ad fit what the Trump campaign, what their pitch for reelection is, but it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but that's sort of the point of the ad. He's not everybody's cup of tea, but maybe you need him. I thought it was effective for him.
Brian Feldman with Chuck Todd here on KMOX. Tom Perez, the chair of the Democratic National Committee, telling all candidates to campaign for the eventual Democratic nominee. Is this something they're trying to learn from the mistake of 2016, do you think?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you talk to Clinton campaign veterans, and they to this day believe Sanders hurt them, that Sanders' inability to rally around the campaign sooner, to endorse Clinton sooner, to look like he was wanting to work for her sooner. You know, whether that actually made a difference, I think, is debatable, but certainly perception was that. So I think this is an attempt to nip that in the bud.
The fact that there are more than two candidates that are atop the polls right now, is that going to be a challenge for Democrats, do you think?
I think the biggest challenge for Democrats in the next 4 months running for president is going to be the impeachment proceedings in Washington, right? It is, you're going to have some parts of the Democratic base consumed by impeachment. You're going to have other parts of the Democratic base consumed by the presidential campaign, at least those that are in Iowa and New Hampshire. And I think it is going to be hard, for instance, to, if you have a bad day in the campaign trail, it may be hard to sort of change the narrative if if the rest of the reporting world is focused on an impeachment hearing or a witness that came forward. So I think the challenge of breaking through the noise as you're a presidential candidate is going to be pretty steep over the next few months, for whether your name's Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, or anybody else.
Brian Feldman with Chuck Todd here on KMOX. Lastly, Congresswoman Katie Hill, today, this Friday, Matt Gaetz, a Republican, actually defending her. You know, she calls it a double standard. What do you make of this whole situation?
Look, I think this is a reminder of our culture. Sort of, we don't really, the rules of politics haven't changed with the sort of the way our culture works on social media. I do think there is going to be a pushback here on what you would call revenge porn here. And I think that there is a proper focus on this. I think the critics on her resignation are right. I think if this were a man, that he'd more likely, quote unquote, stay and quote and try to survive this. And so there is a little bit of a double standard here. I think it's good that we're surfacing this debate about what are the rules on stuff like this, and what should be acceptable on this stuff. So it's sadly the dirty nature of politics, I think, is encouraged this behavior by this warring couple, but it is surfacing an important, I think, cultural moment that we need to take into account, which is, you know, these photos. What's fair game in politics? And it's good to see that a lot of people think this isn't.
All right, that is our weekly visit with Chuck Todd here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.